The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In America, can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire? Only in America, can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president? Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah. Would a classy girl
back by popular demand. Only in America. Yeah, baby, only in America.
And a kid who's washing cars, take a giant step and reach right up and touch the stars.
Jay and the Americans, there they are. With Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm going to the phone calls in a second, 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. I'm just pumped up. I'm enthusiastic that everything's great. We're on a nice roll in this country and a good morning, and we celebrate everything great about the United States here, and Frankie is here and Al is here. And I got to tell you, I watched this, the president, last night. Frankie, you watched that as well, correct?
I didn't watch all 103 minutes, but I checked in. For, you know, periodically, and I found it pretty entertaining.
It was entertaining as well. It was, and you got to watch it. If you can find clips of it, we could play some clips, but it really doesn't do it justice. He went through the gamut, and he was.
You know why it doesn't do it justice? And we have plenty of audio that we can play, It's the facial expressions and the gestures are incredible. When he was impersonating Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and reenacting their text messages. And the different faces that he would do for Peter Strzok versus Lisa Page, this is what Trump TV should be. If they do launch this Trump TV, it should just be one of these every night.
I got to tell you, to that point, Frankie, if indeed, and it's the president, I really think it's going to be a landslide 2020. Let's say something, God forbid, happened and he didn't win. Trump TV's on the air the next day, and it's this, and it's this.
Oh,
but the people show up. But this was, and again, this isn't like people. Oh, now they're talking all pro Trump. Well, you just stop for a second. Stop. This is gold to have a president like this. If you're on the radio every morning, because you never know what's going to happen every 12 hours for crying out loud. Every 2 hours for crying out loud. The news cycle used to be weekly, 24 hours if you're lucky. Now it's every second of every day, and I love it. And the thing is that it's a positive energy message from the president in front of 25,000. This is Minnesota. This is Al Franken territory. This is Ilhan Omar territory. And this president says, I want to go to Minnesota. How many people do you think said to the president, don't even bother, Mr. President. You're not going to want to go there. But he brought his whole team. He brought all the local politicians in. And he brought everybody in. And I'm telling you what, it was interesting to watch the acceptance of this man, the love of this man. And then he goes, he says this. And only Donald Trump can say this. He goes, he puts his hands together. He goes, really? He goes, what's better than a Trump rally? Imagine that, Frank. Only he can say that. The place goes nuts. Imagine if you went out and you did a speech, you were doing a speech, and you said, what's better than a Morano speech?
Exactly. What's better than a Piscopo radio show?
Yeah, you know, he says it. And they went crazy. It was great. It was so great to watch. And he went on. And then he did, like Frank said, he nitpicked everybody. He went through, and he went after Ilhan Omar, called her an anti-American socialist. What she is, he even acknowledged. I can't believe he had the courage to acknowledge that in Minnesota brought in folks from Somalia. It was under the Obama administration and the governor at the time. They brought in like 70,000 Somalians. And you would say, great, well, that's okay. Come into our country and become American and thank you for being here. Well, it didn't work really out that way. I mean, what happened was, and they started, some of them, as you know, out of Minnesota, they started joining ISIS, for crying out loud. Ilhan Omar defending that, you know, and the president mentions that. And it's true. When you come into this country, like he's, and he said, I'm going to protect you. When you come in here, you got to respect it when you come in here, or don't come in here at all. Boom! Hello! Imagine that. Imagine that. And he said, and they had the courage to say it. It was, I could not stop watching it. And I'm like, you and I mean, Albert, you know, you're trying to get sleep here. But, oh, my gosh, the president was on and it was just great. And he just, I think he just rocked the house. Rocked. And then he said this. And he goes, how do they do it? He talks about, Rush tells me all the time, you get, all you do is get attacked. And Sean says all the time, all I do is get attacked. He goes, and then we have rallies like this. And he doesn't even have a guitar, which was like, you know, it's like a rock show. But it's true. No instrument, just him and a microphone. And also this, and I'll go on. And don't take this, please, whether you disagree with the president or not. I understand that and certainly accept that. We could debate that. I just don't know how, because he's got me by, you know, by some more 5 years, whatever. But he, whatever it is, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it is. He goes to the press before he gets on Air Force One. Now, stay with me on this. And if you're a baby boomer, stay with me on this, please. My boomer brothers and sisters. It's like, here's a man. He's got a full day at the White House. And then he goes out and he talks to the press over the helicopter. And that's a concerted effort on the president's part. He knows how to handle the press. He uses that helicopter as a prop. Very smart. But he's yelling. I'm listening to his voice. And I'm a political junkie, and I observe this and I live for it. I absolutely love it because it's real. It's not made up. The president's yelling over Marine One, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, Mr. President, because I support the president of the United States. I support the country. I'm worried about our leader. You're gonna blow your voice out for your show tonight. This is what I'm thinking, like a show business guy, right? No water, yelling, and he's holding, he's controlling this press conference like as only Donald Trump can. Then he gets on Air Force One, and then in a couple hours, he's in front of 25,000 people, and he does what? He do 102 minutes. You said, Frankie Five Boroughs,
102 minutes. Yep.
Good God Almighty. I mean, I don't know where this man
talked gets. Longer than the Giants offense was on the field last night against the Patriots.
Boy.
So, that was good.
Great line. That's a great line.
Thank
Al.
You. I'm here
so,
all week.
Thank you.
Oh, let me go grab a beer. Hold
don't
on.
Forget tip your waitresses, please.
Try the veal salt and bulk. It's delicious.
So it was great to see an energized president, and it was just fun to see and fun to watch. And whether you don't like him, you do like him, you have to give this man credit for being energized and having the courage to go into that deep Democratic territory of Minnesota to call them out. Amazing. Like
I didn't like that he called out Bruce Springsteen, though. I was a little you know.
He was going the point he made, and
Bruce is not that little though. Bruce Springsteen. Yeah,
I know. Well, he started talking about the election night and how historic it was, and how Hillary, the night before, if you remember, was in Philadelphia, and Lady Gaga came out, Madonna came out, Bruce was out. I guess Jay-Z, I didn't know Jay-Z and Beyonce were there as well. I didn't know. But he mentioned all those names, and he kind of had fun with them, saying, you know who was out for me? Nobody. Me. Like that. And he was right. Mm. He was right. It was like, and then joke I've always done was always like they've got Madonna and Springsteen and all these big stars, and the president had Scott Baio and Joe Piscopo. So it was, but and he still won. And he still
That's
won,
right.
man.
That's right.
Come on. The people know. The people know. Oh, my God. So the Giants took a shellacking yesterday, Albert?
Well, I mean, the game was close because the defense was actually playing well in the first half, but they had a blocked punt where the punter actually kicked the ball off his own teammate's back helmet. I mean, you know, look, they were missing 65% of their offensive players last night. You know, I mean, it was just – you couldn't expect them to hang in for that long, but they looked like they were going to make it a game. But I turned it off after the Patriots scored the first touchdown. I got to go to bed.
Well, I know the Yanks are in it, and I know all
that should be. Look, that should be a fun series because I think whoever comes out of that series is probably going to win the World Series. So the Yankees obviously have a shot, but look, Houston is tough, and you know, having to go to Houston for the first two games instead of having the games at home for the Yankees, that's a little bit of a an issue, but. We'll see. I mean, Houston plays them tough.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Now, we'll probably be in Italy during the World Series, Frankie, the way I'm looking at the timeline, right?
So, right, for sure, yeah. No, you'll be in Italy by the time the World Series starts.
The Yanks are in it.
Because they can't start the games any earlier, right? They have to extend it so that the World Series is in November.
It is, but that with snow and with rain and with the weather, maybe there's a couple postponements, so maybe we'll be home in time.
Let's not hope there's snow. I don't want snow. They got enough problems in the Midwest right now, North Dakota.
We'll
South
be on the Amalfi Coast, Frank.
No, you enjoy the sun. It's all right.
In the studio. Hey, I want to make sure I mention this. When did I see that story? Here it is.
I'm still not talking to my sister. What?
No, you got to go. You got to forgive. You got to forgive.
No.
Praise the Lord. Feel the goodness of the Lord, Al Catullo.
Even if I had those Jesus shoes for $3,000, I still wouldn't forgive. They're now $4,000now.
Come on. You said you follow. I'm supposed to follow Al. I said, follow Jesus and I will follow you on Twitter. I will follow you.
You're not going to bribe me following Jesus for you to follow me on Twitter. Please.
Remember that card my nephew Brett got me?
Yeah.
He said it had Jesus opening up his phone. Look, I got 12 followers. That was a good good joke, right? Good joke.
Judas is on the outside looking in.
Yeah. An elderly woman. Jesus blocked Judas.
Yeah. You're going to tell on me? All right, I'll fix you. Well, that's what, you know what? I mean, I hate to say that. Modern-day religion, that's exactly what it would be. Somebody would get angry.
Would it be a mute or a block? A mute or a block?
No, it would be a block. Think about it. If Jesus was in the modern times, and I'm not trying to make a joke out of it, but if Jesus was here in modern times and he had social media, he would be blocking people left and right. You don't believe him? Blocked. Mute. Blocked.
You think so?
Mute. Yes. No, absolutely.
No. He would say, let's
unfollow.
Talk about it.
You know, maybe. He'd be handing out blocks like they hand out the Eucharist at church. I'm telling you.
You could see Pontius Pilate's Twitter account as well. You know, you could just see. Jesus would want to talk it out. He would talk it out Pontius among everybody. Look what we've become. I don't know. It's just, oh, my gosh, almighty.
My feet. What are you talking about, Jesus? No. Blocked. That's how you would give it. That's your penance. You would be blocked by Jesus.
In the modern 717, forgive me, but I got to tell you, and again, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I make no apologies for that. My faith is unwavering. So, but really, when you think about that, back in the day, people walking in sandals and then washing someone else's feet. I mean, how magnificent is that? Can you see me? That's why I could never. And then they do it. They reenact it. You know, when Good Friday comes around. If I was in the priesthood, I don't know if I could do it because I'm such a germaphobe. Am I right, huh? I know what I would do. I would put Dursand instead of water, like you were supposed to wash it in water. I would have it all be Dursand. You never know the difference. Am I right? Is that a good idea?
I'm not so sure they're going to go for that. But you never know.
Modern-day Jesus, yes, he'd go with the Dursand.
Yeah,
back in the day, in water. Right.
An elderly woman is alive after collapsing in the Prue Center bathroom in Newark. State police say an off-duty trooper was at the center last Sunday when a 73-year-old female passed out in the restroom. The woman had no pulse. Wow. But the trooper applied CPR until emergency responders arrived with a defibrillator. Defibrillator. You know what I got to tell you?
Go get me the defibrillator. You know, in a critical moment, if you don't say the right thing, the person's dead. I'm just saying.
Would you like it?
What? She's not breathing.
I'm trying to say something positive about law enforcement.
See, now I can't even say it. Thanks. Great.
Defibrillator.
That thing. You got a shocker.
That's why her pulse went down. She couldn't pronounce defibrillator. Can you get me to the meat lock up later? Can you get what? What? Say it louder. Defibrillator.
I can see Joe in a critical moment. He's doing a Jerry Lewis bit. This woman's about to pay.
Don't die, lady. Don't die. I'm helping you. Breathe. Breathe, lady. Help me. Oh, man. I'm joking because it's a spectacular story. A trooper off duty saves the life of somebody. Officials say the victim regained the pulse. This is a great, great story. And you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear about it. You hear about everything else that's negative. And I'm telling you right now how great the New Jersey State Troopers are. And here, an off-duty trooper saved a life. That woman is now listed in stable condition at University Hospital in Newark, expected to recover. And a shout-out to the New Jersey State Troopers for always doing such a great job. Hey, it's a 7:19 right now with Joey on the radio. It's Silly Friday. Well, we could just go really. I'm telling you what. You know, it's the end of the week.
Yes.
I got a fun show tonight in Philadelphia. We'll put that together. We're going to have some fun. I'll tell you where I am, Debbie. You're going to love it. It like helps out. I think it helps out folks, homeless and the elderly, this organization. So they're bringing me in. Well, people like to help. The Americans help Americans, boy. It's really nice to see. You know,
you
do it every weekend. You're somewhere, Deb.
Well, not every weekend, but a lot. You know, when they need me, you know.
Oh, well, we'll be
That's
out there.
All about. Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night at the Columbus Citizens Foundation. This is a big event at the Hilton right in Midtown.
Right.
And we got the band on stage, and we are just going to rip it up. And Olivia's coming on stage with me, so we're going to have a great, great show over there. And Maria Bartiromo MCs the whole thing. It's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as we roll in, and don't Michael's of Brooklyn on Sunday. Debbie, come on,
that's
everything.
That's right. Where are you sleeping? Are you going to sleep at all?
No, I'm getting up on Monday, and we're going to broadcast live from the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Yep, and then go right into the parade at noon on Channel 7, and then on ABC 7, and then there's a mass I'm going to. I'll tell you about that when we come back on Tuesday.
Okay.
A special mass with Mike Connors and Father Paul. 7:20 right now, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. And Alan Tunnelson's going to join us momentarily. Right now, Debbie Duhame looking out for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe, we're going to go to the Northern State West at 106.7. An accident still being cleared. Traffic is moving slowly. LIE westbound getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Expect delays over on the Van Wyck. The Van Wyck northbound at Liberty Avenue. A collision there. Traffic is moving slowly as well on the southbound Whitestone Expressway, getting down toward that merge with the Van Wyck with an accident. Deegan South in the 230s, a collision in Queens on the LIE West at Queens Boulevard, an accident on your way out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound side of the GWB, that's 15. Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 30 because of earlier problems. Holland, about 25 to 30. Heading over to Route 7, getting into North Arlington. Watch out for a broken water main. And traffic is moving slowly southbound New York State Thruway by exit 12 with an accident cleared, then heavy into the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
When international business disputes arise, you need expertise at your side. ICDR, the International Center for Dispute Resolution, is backed by the American Arbitration Association and is the world's leading provider of cross-border dispute resolution services. Visit ICDR.org.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One. Whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A White House official says yesterday's talks with China had gone very well, probably better than expected. President Trump meets with China's vice premier at the White House today. Luxury clothing company Hugo Boss is predicting its sales in the current quarter will be flat. It's blaming slowing demand in North America and says business in Hong Kong has been substantially negatively impacted by political unrest there. Greg Foran, the executive in charge of Walmart's U.S. stores, is leaving to be chief executive of Air New Zealand. Foran is a native of New Zealand. He led the turnaround at Walmart by improving its stores. He'll be replaced by John Furner, who has been running Sam's Club. The Dow up 150 yesterday. NASDAQ added 47. S&P up 18. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Have you Googled yourself or business? Did you find negative content? If so, your reputation and business are suffering. Forbes reports with two negative articles, you risk losing 44% of new business. At Fix Your Name, we can hide or remove negative content. Request the reputation guide free. Call 877-FIX-NAME. That's 877-FIX-NAME. 877-FIX-NAME. Or visit fixyourname.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey with your dental health update. Your overall health is directly connected to your oral health. So, if you have missing or broken teeth, or if you're uncomfortable with your dentures, your overall health could be affected. If you suffer from these issues, you may want to consider dental implants. Dental implants can provide improved speech and comfort. They help you eat better and therefore can positively affect your diet. They're durable, strong and convenient, and you don't have to worry about dentures and their maintenance, and they make you look great. It's important to know that not all dental implants are the same. First, find a dentist with real meaningful experience with implants. Make sure they've not only studied the latest implant techniques and have access to the newest technologies, but also ask about the type of implant they use. After all, this stuff is going into your body. And because today's dental implant techniques vary, it's more important to know and trust your dentist. Please call my office at Aesthetic Smiles, New Jersey, in nearby Morristown, New Jersey, at 973-285-5480 to see if you may be a candidate for implants and answer any questions you may have. You'll enjoy expert dental care, we respect your time, and we treat you like family. Call my office today at 973-285-5480, and I'll see you on the next Dental Health Update.
You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer. If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Happy Friday. It's 727. Alan Tunnelson is founder of Reality Check. That's a blog covering economics, national security, and technology. He was also an advisor to both the Donald Trump and the Bernie Sanders campaign on trade issues. Alan, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday to you, my friend.
Well, happy Friday to you, and great to be here as always.
Oh, we appreciate it, man. Hey, so how's the trade war going with China?
Well, you know, it's, of course, really difficult to predict what President Trump's going to do even 30 seconds into the future. But everything that we've been reading and hearing so far indicates that later today or possibly over the weekend, we're going to get an announcement of a so-called mini deal between the United States and China on trade. And to me, it's going to be a major sign that the president is getting really worried about his reelection chances. He's getting really worried because the economy is not performing this year as well as it was doing last year. And there's no doubt that uncertainty in the business community over what's coming next on trade policy has had something to do with that. And I think it's also a sign that he's getting worried that all the polls we're seeing about impeachment seem to be going in the wrong way for him. And he feels that he needs some kind of China deal, at least to give the economy some kind of a pickup.
You know what? Did you see the rally last night in Minnesota, man? Did you check that out?
I saw part of it. They looked really enthusiastic. There's no, and of course, Minnesota was lost narrowly by him last time around, and they're certainly targeting it this time. He made that very clear.
And he said he's got Washington, he's got China in Washington as we speak. And the number two in command is going to be there. He's going to meet with
them.
Right. So he insinuated that he's close to a some kind of settlement in this trade war with China. I mean, I wonder if that's going to happen next couple of days, Alan.
I'm not sure it's going to be a full settlement. In fact, I would doubt that very strongly because there are so many issues on which no progress has been made whatever and which even President Trump's critics acknowledge are extremely important. In fact, of first-rate importance for America's economic future as well as its national security. And they revolve around China's theft of U.S. intellectual property and China's extortion of cutting-edge U.S. technology, which, of course, helps build China's military strength. There is not only no sign of progress when it comes to those crucial issues, but before the Chinese came to Washington, they announced we're not even going to talk about them. And the fact that President Trump went ahead with these meetings tells me he really wants some kind of a mini deal that he can call at least a temporary triumph and that he feels will ease some of the pressure that the economy's been under lately.
You know, so, Alan, yesterday we saw an unlikely pairing. Ted Cruz, right, Senator Cruz and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez both wrote a letter to the NBA urging them to suspend activities in China. I mean, I think they have a point. I mean, I can't believe the NBA is caving like this to China, yet they criticize everything about the United States. What's going on here, man?
Well, certainly there's been any amount of NBA hypocrisy on this issue. And I think that not only do Cruz and AOC have an incredibly strong point here, I would go even further. I think that the NBA should fully boycott China until China shows some kinds of cleaning up its Human Rights Act. And the NBA, by the way, can amply afford to do this. It's in a much better position vis-a-vis China than practically any other company doing business with China. And think of it this way. Let's say that it's currently getting 10% of its revenues from China and that percentage has been growing pretty healthily. Even so, if all that China business gets lost, how much worse off is somebody like LeBron James? How much worse off is somebody like Steve Kerr? And how much worse off is Madison Square Garden Corporation? I mean, all of these individuals and all of these companies can amply afford to take a China hit to their bottom lines, and that they won't even consider this, given what's going on in Hong Kong, given what's going on with China's Muslim minority, is absolutely disgraceful.
Well, Alan Tunnelson, we appreciate it, founder of Reality Check. But before we let you go, the economy, I mean, watching the president, watching the positive energy, knowing the deep state takedown of this man, and knowing how he always seems to rebound back, economy-wise, what are your thoughts and your feelings as we go into the 2020 election, sir?
I think one problem he's faced is that he originally told the American people that trade wars are easy to win. And that turned out to be a pretty serious mistake. Not that the U.S. is losing by any means. It's not. China's the trade war impact on the economy has been very slight so far, but it's been enough to bring growth rates down to Obama-like levels, which he himself rightly said wasn't nearly good enough. And unless something happens to bring that growth rate back up, he's going to be vulnerable on that front. I still think he's likely to be reelected, but his chances so far haven't been growing stronger lately.
Alan Tunnelson, hey, I know you're not a New Yorker anymore, but you're still a Yankees fan. How do
Absolutely.
You think? What do you think, Yanks or Astros? What are you feeling, Alan?
I'm still scared to death of that Houston starting pitching.
Know,
I'm just hoping that the Astros finally run into some bad luck. Not that I would wish that on anybody necessarily, but they're really overdue. And if they have, if a few bad breaks go against them, I think the Yankees would have a really good chance. But oh, that Houston pitching! Oh,
yeah, I know you're right on the money, man. Worried about it myself, but go Yankees! Alan Tunnelson, right there, founder of Reality Check. Always appreciated, Alan. Have a great,
Thanks, Joe.
Weekend,
you
a great
too.
Columbus Day weekend. All right, my brother, thank
go
you
Yankees.
So much. Yeah, man, 7:34 right now with Joe on the radio. Jeffrey's going to join us, Jeffrey Lyons, to tell us what films you might want to see this weekend. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Firefighters are battling a huge blaze this morning that is ripping through a row of homes in Jersey City. People in those houses say they woke up to smoke and fire alarms going off. Fire started in a home on Wade Street around 4:30 this morning. Flames then leapt to three other houses. Firefighters have had a hard time dousing the flames because they believe a gas line may be fueling it. No word on any injuries. Cause of the fire is under investigation. A new study finds that disabled New Yorkers make 20% less than those without disabilities. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office did the study that finds 155,000 New Yorkers living with disabilities make an average salary of $32,000 a year compared to people without disabilities who make an average of $40,000 a year. DiNapoli's report also finds a staggering 65% unemployment rate among disabled New Yorkers. In sports, Giants overcoming an early 14-0 deficit, only to lose 35-14 to the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Yankees and Astros will play in the American League Championship Series starting tomorrow night in Houston. The Devils still winless on the season. They lost 4-3 in a shootout at home to the Oilers. And as you heard right here on The Answer last night, NC State topping Syracuse 16-10. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. New Jersey Transit suspended on the Morrison Essex line and Gladstone Branch. It's all due to some ongoing issues over by the Milburn station. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Traffic is moving slowly this morning as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike northbound. A lot of volume 12 up toward 13A, getting up toward 14. Expect slowdowns as you head to 7 in North Arlington with a broken water main. Inbound side of the GWB about 10 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be 25. And over at the Holland, about 15 to 20 in for both approaches. Problems continue on the Deegan South in the 230s, a four-car accident. Over on the LIE West at Queens Boulevard, a crash. Southbound Whitestone Expressway right into College Point Boulevard, an accident there as well. And on the Northern State West at 1067, a collision still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 62. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Hey, are you coming out to Michael's of Brooklyn on Sunday? I'm going to see you out there. This is legendary. You know why? It's the first annual Columbus Day cook-off at Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R in Ostrand, right there in Brooklyn, New York, one of the five best Italian restaurants, not only in Brooklyn, not only in New York, but in the United States of America. You want to check out Michael's of Brooklyn. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. It's kind of like an Iron Chef-style Columbus Day cook-off, and that is Sunday. We've got the final contestants locked in, and now we want to invite you to come down to Michael's of Brooklyn to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn famous sauce. I'll be one of the panel of judges along with Fred and Johnny and Michael himself. And if you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some spectacular cuisine, just book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. That's 718-998-7851. Remember, the contest starts at noon this Sunday, October 13th. I will see you there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis, 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com. Thank you, Joe. Hey, Joe, on the radio. I'm back. Hello. 7:39 on AM 970, The Answer. AM970TheAnswer.com. And we're going to come back with Jeffrey Lyons about films, and he's going to tell us what's happening in the movie theaters, you know. But I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota, because I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota, because I went there when I first came on the station, and Sid, our buddy, Sid Patterson, said, you got to meet Iggy Giuffre and all the good folks at the Bram Auto Group at Route 22 Toyota. So I go over to Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. I've told you this story, but I tell you because I want to tell you, when I sat with them, with Iggy, and I saw what a great guy Iggy is. That's my iPhone that I can't, on my watch. That's my watch that I can't turn off, sorry. And we sit down, we break bread. Dominic came over from DR Catering. I told you that. And then I'm watching how, because me, you know, being curious, I have this insatiable curiosity of mankind and womankind. I'm watching the people come in to Route 22 Toyota, and I remember distinctly watching everybody treated so nice with respect. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a car dealer, and they're treating people with disrespect. I said, this is nice. These are the people we want on our radio show. So I'm just so proud to be affiliated with Route 22 Toyota and with Iggy Giuffre. And let me tell you, he gives a truck to a parish, to Father Jeffrey down in Colts Neck at St. Mary's. Come on. He helps out the Boys and Girls Club. Then he calls the national office. He calls the international office, Toyota. Toyota makes a donation. Where? To the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. This is a great organization. And then when Alex Kinsella tells me to give you the first five callers, next 5 minutes deal, I'll give you the 745. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, a free filter. This is a great family, Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, make the call. Go over, see this brand new showroom with the brand new customer lounge, the state-of-the-art service center. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota, and you will not have to deal with dummies. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our dear friends, the family that is Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. Happy weekend. How you doing this morning?
Thank you, Don Pardo.
I used to have lunch
with him when I was at NBC. You know, in 1946, General Wainwright, the hero of Corregidor, addressed a joint session of Congress. Very unprecedented for a major general. And when he got this hero, this man who endured Corregidor and the Bataan Peninsula and the BOW, and when he arrived at the House of Representatives, a 12 or 13-year-old page took his coat, Rip Taylor.
No.
Your comedy god, your comedy guru.
I've already passed away, but
the man who inspired your career. Now, I figured it out. He would have been 12 or 13. Can you so General Wainwright said, you know, looking at the things he had to fight him for America for.
He threw confetti. Well, he took the coat. He threw confetti in the airways. Yeah. You know,
imagine of all the people, General Wainwright. And I figured it out. He would have been 12 or 13. But I met Rip Taylor in my lobby one time. And he said, how did you know that? Hello.
Well, you know, That's a pretty darn good impression. Rip Taylor's the wild comedian who used to just throw confetti when you could, and he had the worst toupee. Am I right or wrong? The worst toupee.
It looked like a dead squirrel.
It was so funny. But was he? I mean, how old was he when he passed away? He just passed away this week. Yeah,
about 80 or 82 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Robert Klein would used to talk about bad toupees. He said you could bring an aborigine from Australia. He'd point to his head and say toupee.
You know, but to stay up before we go to films, to stay on General Wainwright, my goodness gracious, when General MacArthur was signing after the Japanese
yes, he
surrendered,
asked him to step forward.
And he did. And if you saw
he and General
the condition,
Percival, the head of the British forces, who outnumbered the Japanese, and I think it was Singapore, outnumbered them 3-1, and yet they still surrendered.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then when you see the condition, the physical condition of Wainwright, I'm so glad you said that, Jeffrey. Only you would know that. He was so frail. He was in the Philippines, and they kept him. And then, I mean, when you think of the Bataan death march and everything that they went through, thanks for bringing that up. Oh, my Lord.
Hey. But I think seeing Rip Taylor helped him.
So you're a strange young man. The general probably said, you're a very strange. How does Rip Taylor go from being a page to throwing confetti on the Ed Sullivan show? Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, speaking of ticker tape, Charles Lindbergh got a ticker tape parade. Lucky he didn't use the family's ancestral last name, Manson. How about that? Charles Manson gets a ticker tape.
Jeffrey, that's great. Yeah. Jeffrey, so what's Gemini Man? I should know this film.
Gemini Man's a terrific action thriller with Will Smith as a hitman who wants to retire after his 72nd hit goes awry. And, of course, the government won't let him, and they're pursuing him. And Clive Owen is the rogue head of the government agency that wants to kill him. And they use a clone of him, a younger clone of him. And through unbelievable age reduction technology,
He's
fighting a younger version of himself. And it doesn't look artificial at all. But what's mostly amazing is that it was filmed in high-definition 3D video. And I think that's the future of movies. It is
Tell me again, what is it? It's high definition.
High definition, super high definition.
Yeah, yeah.
3D video.
Cool.
And it's like you're right there. Better than any 3D I've ever seen.
Wow.
Directed by Ang Lee.
And you don't have to put the strange 13 ghosts glasses on that we used to wear as kids.
You do still have to wear the glasses. You do.
You
forget about them because you feel like you're in danger.
Jeffrey, you're on a date, you're in the movie theater, you put the glasses on, you just don't feel cool. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right, but they don't. When House of Wax came out in 1953, they would throw things at the screen. Look, it's 3D. But and Bwana Devil, another favorite of yours. But they don't do that because you're expecting that. So it makes it even more real. Yeah. The other film opening this week is The Addams Family, the animated version. And at the beginning of the movie, they're forced to leave New York because they're considered freaks. And they want to find a place, as Gomez, played by Oscar Isaac, says, we want to go to a place where nobody in their right mind would live. Next thing we see is a road sign that says, welcome to New Jersey. I thought about you.
Jeez. Oh, my God. No mercy. No mercy. Is that really in the
movie? Absolutely. The voices of Charlize Theron, Chloe Grace Moretz, and Allison Janney is in it. And it's a lot of fun. And it's one of the rare animated movies that appeals to all ages because they're a sly, wise, subtle raps at pop icons and other movies, and it's very well done. So those are the two big movies of the week.
Gemini and the Addams Family. Hey, Jeffrey, help me out here. When does Eddie's movie, I should know this, in a quick phone call would probably tell me. Dolmite, yeah.
I just got an invitation to a critic screening on a Saturday, and I don't want to work weekends. So it's going to open later this month. And I'm looking forward to that.
So how do they work? I'm confused. It goes on Netflix. It doesn't go. And like with The Irishman. Has The Irishman been released
same
yet?
Same thing. I'm going to watch that on Netflix because it's 3.5 hours. And I don't.
Oh!
Anything over 2 hours, I'm expecting chariots, Egyptians, pyramids, sandals, swords.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I
to sit still for 3.5 hours, we're going to see. I'm sure it's going to be good, at least I hope so, given the pedigree of the film. But Netflix movies are now part of the Oscar-eligible product.
So to make it Oscar-worthy, do they have to hit a theater before we can get it on Netflix?
A week in a theater. That's all what right. they and have then, to do. And I don't even know if it has to play a week in New York. I know it has to play a week in L.A. You know, they change the rules every year, and they have nine films eligible, and 10 films eligible. So who knows? But they may not have a host again. Why don't you put in for a host? You'd be great.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? I'm not even on the wait list out there. You know, the A-list, B-list, wait list, it's like, forget about it. But sometimes no host is good. I like it with no host, kind of. You don't have to get the political stuff, and it just kind of moves the show.
Oh, I like the political quicker. Stuff. I like
it. Jeffrey, what has, with this Netflix thing, I mean, you are a classic, you know, you love films. You're just a classic lover of all films all the time. Going to Netflix, does it bother you the way it bothers Steven Spielberg?
No. If it's good, it's good. If it's good, it's good. It's better to see it in the theater, but if it's on that, there's a lot of great stuff on Netflix, too, that isn't anywhere else. So we got it about a year ago, and Grace and Frankie with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin is a hilarious series of comedy. So there's a lot of good stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. All right. Jeffrey, appreciate it. Have a great weekend, man.
All right.
And,
same to you.
I know you're rooting for the Yanks down in Houston.
I am. American League East guy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right,
thank you, Jeffrey. Take care. 7:49 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Good morning, Debbie Duhaime.
And good morning to you, Joe. Thank you so much. Let's go to 684 northbound, getting up toward exit 8 at Croton Falls. It's an accident. It looks like a couple of accidents involved over here, so definitely watch for some delays. Southbound New York State Thruway, busy 14A, getting down toward 12 in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB, very light this morning, just 15 in from the Palisades Parkway, heading to the inbound side of the Lincoln, that's 20. Over at the Holland, about 30 in from 1 and 9, but only 10 from the New Jersey Turnpike. Route 7 is still blocked getting into North Arlington. That's all due to a broken water main. 23 southbound, getting into Hamburg Turnpike, leaving West Milford into Bloomingdale, an accident there. The Garden State Parkway North at 140B, a collision. We're still seeing delays this morning on the Deegan South. In the 230s, a four-car accident was cleared. LIE westbound at Queens Boulevard, a collision just cleared out of the way as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees the poisoning of America.
There is no institution the left doesn't poison. Universities, high schools, elementary schools, orchestras, art museums, late-night television, football. There is nothing the left doesn't poison. Liberals actually still believe their enemy is the right, not the left. They'll learn, unfortunately, if the left comes to power, they'll be squashed along with the conservatives.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM 970.
You can't feel comfortable in your surroundings if you don't feel safe, and that's why people carry Tiger Lady wherever they go. Tiger Lady is the revolutionary defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, a cat's retractable claws. Tiger Lady is easy to use, lightweight, and designed to collect the DNA. Tiger Lady fits in your hand, and when you make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. Tiger Lady requires no training. It's safe to carry, legal in all 50 states, and recommended by self-defense instructors and police officers. Thousands of individuals carry one. People who do say it feels more confident and safe when I carry it. Carrying a Tiger Lady can provide that extra sense of safety for you or someone you love. Get Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com and for a limited time, get a pack of four at a savings of over 15%. An offer for my listeners, use the code Dennis and save an additional 20% plus free shipping. Go to TigerLady.com, that's TigerLady.com. Use the code Dennis to save an additional 20% off plus free shipping. TigerLady.com.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Okay.
Mr. Pesci, you have a live read.
Okay. That was so funny. Remember that? Lethal Weapon? Okay. Hey, so here it is. I need Balance of Nature. Frankie Five Boroughs. Can I save it on the air here? I'm going to tell everybody how great Balance of Nature is. How you got to try Balance of Nature. My friend, my pal on Twitter, Tony, she goes, I just ordered my Balance of Nature. I can't wait to get it. Tony, you're going to love it. You're just going to try it. Let me give you the number before I talk about personal business live on the air because I'm a mama Luke. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, the answer. I ran out of the fruits because I'm like taking it and I'm feeling great. Can Frankie Volpe get us? He's coming to the Columbus Gala tomorrow. Can I request through you? And I'll call him too, but Frank, just a note so I don't forget to bring some of from fruits of Balance of Nature.
Absolutely.
Can we do that? There'll be that'll be kind of like the swag bag at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, the Balance of Nature, man. Hey, you got to try it. Frankie started telling us about it, and I said this is great. But I was always a vitamin guy, and I would always take vitamins. And then I sit down with Dr. Douglas Howard and Lex, his son. My beautiful grandchildren, a beautiful family. And then Sue, Dr. Howard's wife, they start telling me about Balance of Nature. And I'm listening. Now, don't forget, I'm a kind of a vitamin aficionado. I will live at the vitamin store. I'm one of those. I know this vitamin. I know that vitamin. What vitamin D is supposed to do? B12. And I take it only because I had the medullary carcinoma in my thyroid many years ago. By the grace of God, they give you the cure rate, but you're always looking over your shoulder, and you will take anything to stave off the free radicals that attack your body. And they always say take the antioxidants. So I'm listening to the Howards, and they're telling me fruit and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. There's no filler. See, they said, Joe, when you're taking those vitamins, it's synthetic, number one. Number two, it's mostly fillers. You just eliminate it all. Your body doesn't even use it. So I started on the Balance of Nature journey with Frankie, on Frankie's advice. And then Albert starts. And then Debbie starts. We absolutely love it, and you will too. So do like our friend Tony has done. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. You just try it because we have this great deal for you here. If you call or go online right now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, we'll take off an additional $25. How about that on your first order? This is a limited time offer, so please don't wait. Again, 800-246-8751 or go to, please, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Joe Lumberg, he knows about Balance of Nature. How you doing this morning, Joey?
I'm good, and the Balance of Nature allergy forecast today is low. It's going to be good this weekend.
Oh, this is good, Joe. And what's the weather like as we roll into Columbus Day, my friend?
You know, over the next few days, it's not much is going to happen. I mean, yesterday was a bonus day. More sunshine, more warmth. We got up to 70. That was a surprise by me. I didn't think it'd get that warm. Today, there's clouds to our east. Some of those are going to roll into the city. Not as warm. We're still going to be in the low to mid-60s, though. Tomorrow, upper 60s. Sunday, probably mid-60s with some sunshine. It doesn't look like it rains through Columbus Day.
Oh, I love it. It's going to be a nice day on Columbus Day. I love that, man. We're going to be right there. You should come in if you get a chance, Joe. It's so, so much fun, you know. And you'll be biking. Are you always work, man. And how many miles this weekend?
I always work. I've been taking some vacation days lately, and I got a full week coming up, not next week, but the week after.
Well, that's interesting. And where will you go, Joe Lumber? Can we be nosy?
I will come go on. Nowhere. Well, I might go out to Ohio, visit a friend, do some riding out there, and then my riding season will be all but done as the winter winds will start to hunker down.
Hey, man, how do you pack that bike? You put the bike right on the plane? Yeah, like on the you fold it up or something?
No, I'm just going to drive out there.
Oh, I get it. But then when you're on the road, you take your bike with you, or do you pick up a bike there?
No, I take my bike with me. I want to ride my bike, not anybody else's bike.
Yeah, my bike. Yeah. It's funny because sometimes if I play, like if I'm going in, when I can, if it's close enough, I take my guitar with me. I mean, it's a crazy analogy, but it's so true. You feel comfortable with whatever instrument you're using, right? So you don't put it on the
plane. You know it like a glove.
Yeah. It's very, very true. Joe, you're an inspiration, Joe Lumberg. Thank you, my friend. Always appreciate you jumping on with us. There's the man, Joe. He's a marathon man meteorologist. this guy. I have some mentors. Don't forget, Joey was up to, what did I say, Frankie? He was up to almost 300 pounds? Is that,
yeah.
Close to 300. Yep, and he lost like all that weight, and he bikes. And I know he's an inspiration to our buddy Border Fox. Again, listening and on Twitter, we appreciate the inspiration of Mr. Lumberg. Speaking of Bergs, Russ Salzberg will be with us. He's coming up at 8 o'clock. Mike Gallagher will be with us. Don't forget, Valerie Smaldone as well. Patrick Wayne, the son of actor John Wayne. We're going to talk about the John Wayne Cancer Foundation. And Colonel McGregor with us this morning, you said, Frankie, as well?
Yes, he is. He is.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Colonel McGregor, we're going to talk about what's going on in Syria. You do not want to miss Colonel McGregor. With Piscopo in the morning, with Frankie Five Burrows, with Big Al Gattuso, with Debbie Duhaime. You know, I'm looking at the call board, and I apologize. I promise. After the news, I'm going to you. 877-970-2999. That's our Balance of Nature phone line.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.